welcome to the broadcast of the Man of Shandy and Colleen. My name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
Welcome to the show, everybody. This is season 8, episode 28, episode number 343. How's it going?
It goes.
Good?
Good. It goes. I feel the exact same way. It's my last night as a 39-year-old.
Wow.
Wow. I don't know. It's weird. It's an interesting thought. Like, you're like, oh, huh. I'm going to a different decade. But like, yeah. It's the decade where you're starting to be considered middle age, which kind of freaks me out.
Yeah. Yeah. It is different. It is, you know, I mean, any birthday is different, but yeah, there is a big difference between 30 and 40.
Right. Mm-hmm. Remember when we made like a big deal about Club 33?
I don't know. It was too long ago.
Seven years ago.
It was too long ago. But you know.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
I know.
It's like as much as we try and tell ourselves, like it, you know, like every year is a blessing, and like getting older is a privilege. There is still a piece of you that, like, at least for me, there is a piece that is really struggling with it.
Yeah, I really didn't have any moments of struggle until yesterday when I was sitting in like the traffic light to pick the boys up, and I was thinking about a childhood friend who turned 40 back in October, and for some reason their like 40th birthday stuff popped in my head, and I guess it was because I knew this person as a kid. Where all of a sudden I was just like, holy shit, I knew this person like 35 years ago. This is crazy. Like, and now it's my turn to be 40 a mere 5 months later, but like crazy. So yeah. I don't know. The things that like trigger us, right? But anyway, we had a week off. We recorded in the interim a episode with Melody, which I admit that I super failed at putting out there, mainly just because, I'll be honest, I am tired. That New Year's resolution isn't going so well right now, but every day is a new day.
Yep. Indeed.
So, but how are you guys? How was your week?
Well, we took Captain to the vet today.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. I mean, how'd it go?
Well, now we learned how to give him fluid injections. So that's gonna be a fun new couples bonding thing we're gonna do together.
Like hold the mouth open and squirt it in?
No, like in his bath?
Yeah, in his bath.
Oh.
Apparently, yeah. Pets have this like lovely void between their skin and their body. And so you can inject fluids there to help them hydrate faster because, you know, he's back to not eating. And what he does eat is like freeze dried food that you're supposed to rehydrate, and he refuses. He would prefer it unhydrated.
Yeah.
So like he's not getting enough fluid. So like they're like, we're going to teach you how to do this. See if you can do it yourself. And Daniel's like, we can do it. And I'm like, I don't know if we can, but sure.
Yeah. You're going to try.
So we're going to try.
We had to do that for Fiona.
No, it's like an IV bag. It's like an IV bag.
Yeah, it's a whole thing.
It's a whole thing. Okay, so you've done it before, Shandy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it can be done.
It can be done.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I might FaceTime you at some point tomorrow. Be like, help.
But wait,
it's easier than you think, but it's also weird and
it's good to do together.
Wait, what is it?
So you make like a little pocket of their fur, like you make a little tent, as the vet tech told us. You make a little tent, and you take like the needle from the IV bag and
right,
and you let a certain amount of milliliters. So you kind of watch the bag. Yeah. And they showed us ways you can kind of do it so it goes faster. And then you take it back out.
Wow.
But yeah, because they have this like pocket space, it just kind of like hangs out and like seeps into their body, and it's a faster way to hydrate them.
Wow.
So we're gonna give that a try.
Okay.
But good I luck. Was queasy watching the vet tech do it. So I don't know how we're going to do it.
Well, it's like there's one person needs to hold the cat and the other person needs to like do the syringe stuff. So maybe you'll be the one holding the cat.
I'm going to be the one. Yeah. Dibs. Dibs, I call it.
Yeah. The holder and the needler.
Yeah. This poor cat. It's like, oh, we give him all these meds and, but he's still fighting. He's still captain. He's still like, you know. When he's feeling good, he's still his like bright-eyed, bushy-tailed self. He's just, aww, you know. Other than that, you know, it's been fine.
All right. Well, I'm sorry that, you know, it sounds like a good start to the hashtag This Is 40 series of the broadcast.
Yeah, seriously. I'll report back next week with a
okay
whether or not I learned a new skill.
Okay. Holding a cat.
Right, because that's gonna be my job. We'll see. Maybe on day 10, maybe I'll feel crazy and like I want to try with the needle, but I'll probably just be the cat holder. So
is it a daily thing then?
It'll be a daily thing for the next 10 days because it's like 100 mils each day and the bag is 1,000. So it's like you just step down each day until there's none left and then hopefully.
Cool. So we'll see. Good luck.
Yeah. Thanks.
We are all thinking of you.
Yeah, I'm going to need it.
Okay. How about you, Shady Pants? How's it been?
Good. Nice. Not as eventful. Not any, no cat-related news.
Well, not eventful is very good.
Yeah. Good. Just a lot of cute kitty lounging.
Very cute. Oh my God. Lounging. So they're friends. I love it.
Oh, that's so good. That's
yeah, and it's funny because like, Gabby's such like a cuddle bug.
Yeah.
And so she always just wants to like groom Lena when they do kind of like get together. But Lena's still young enough that she always wants to play. So it always, it always sort of devolves. But it's very cute. And it's very cute when it when there's like that 10 seconds of them just like snuggling. Mm. And then it'll turn into a chasing game. But it's very cute.
Aww.
Yeah. Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
It's so cute, so though.
So yeah. Sweet.
Aww. We talked last night, now that we're back, about the whole possibly getting a new pet thing.
Oh. That's right. That was a back from Europe thing.
That was a back from Europe thing. So, you know, as of right now, it was, you know, before it was pretty certain, then it was pretty uncertain. Now it's kind of like tipping towards certain. The main thing is gonna be whether or not with Zachary we can find something that he is not allergic to. So
so not necessarily a cat. You're keeping the
we prefer a cat over a dog or the hamster or something that's gonna die sooner.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, so you know, cat is the preference. But you know, we need to find something that Zach's not going to be allergic to because I can't do that to him.
Yeah.
We're pretty sure it's like, you know, the longer haired, bushier cats that just is, you know, get caught. But again, we'll find out. It's going to be a very fun experiment over the next, however long. So yeah, you know, it's still on the table.
So how does that work? Like, is that something okay. Cause like if you went, for example, to, I don't know, like the SPCA or something, like, could you really tell which cat is making him allergic? Cause there's a bunch of cats. Is it something where if he holds a cat, he would like sneeze right away and you would know, oh, that one's no good. Or is it something that would take longer? Like,
Well, it would be right away because when he's been around cats, it's been an instant thing, which fits in with like my mom and my uncle and my sister to a touch where like, you know, she doesn't have it as bad as my mom and my uncle, but like, they get like really whatever with cats except for Zoe. So I think, I don't know, like we haven't quite worked that out, but we do know that we need to figure something out. So we know that the calico cats he's allergic to, like he's been in, Jack and Cindy have one. That basically like lives upstairs in their room, and it makes him Jay's grandma has one, and that like gets him really bad too. So we know for a fact that calico cats are off the table. We we know from Zoe that, you know, if whatever kind of cat she was, the black hair, the dander did not affect him. So it's going to be something that's going to be more work than, you know, just going and picking a cat out. I don't know if anybody out there has any suggestions on how you do that. That it would be very welcomed.
Well, do you guys have the energy to foster?
I actually thought about that.
That would be a good way to like expose to a bunch of different types of cats and to sort of see what happens.
My worry would be though with that is what do I do if, you know, it comes in and like within 10 minutes Zachary like is like wheezing. Like I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I think you would just have to have that conversation with like the shelter that you're fostering through of just like, hey, here's the deal. Like,
yeah,
we have a big old caveat.
So I think that is a good option. So I don't know, we'll see though. Cause again, you know, obviously want to do what's best for Zach, but like all four of us are like, okay, a little kitty. And when we were in Italy, which I'll talk about in a minute, in Venice, we saw a ton of people walking their dogs, like the smaller dogs, and none of them were on leashes.
Wow. Wow. And they just behaved.
And they just behaved. We were like, holy shit, these little teeny tiny dogs, they're so cute. They're just like there, chilling. Nobody wants to jump in the water. Nobody wants to like run after anything. So wild. It was notable. It was very notable.
Yeah, yeah. Dogs, people.
Yeah. So, and I don't know if the fact that there are no cars in Italy, in Venice, was
in
a reason.
All of Italy, there is not a single car.
You know, I have to say, spending several days in a city with no cars was quite beautiful.
I'm sure it was.
It was so less stressful. It was great. But again, I'll talk about that in a second. But yeah, it was very notable. It was like, wow, like these pets, these dogs, there was no cats. These dogs are just so like well-behaved.
Amazing.
So, yeah. But anyway, did anybody watch the Grammys? Because I'm dying to talk about the Grammys.
I heard about them.
I jumped in. Thankfully, I caught the Joni Mitchell, which was really, you know, the only thing I really needed to see. Sob.
I cried.
Didn't quite understand, but let me sob.
I cried.
And then I think I watched one other thing. And then I was like, I'm old. I got to go to bed.
Okay. So I caught up with it because we landed on in the evening on Sunday. And by the time like I got all the, you know, kids, the blah, blah, blah to bed, I started late. So I caught up on Twitter or whatever. And the Tracy Chapman, Luke Combs thing, I have watched that like 40 times.
I haven't gotten a chance to see the whole thing yet. I just saw like a little tiny clip that like Vulture, I think, posted on Instagram, but I haven't watched the full performance yet.
It's so good.
Okay. I hear like, you know, like all the sort of wrap-ups.
It's going to be iconic. Like it's going to be one of those things that people reference as like a top 10 Grammy performance. Like it is so good. But I was a Tracy Chapman fan anyway.
Oh, I've always been a Tracy Chapman fan.
Yeah, but like it's so good, and he does a really wonderful job of like being respectful to her, and it's cool watching it because he lets her take the lead, but like he steps back and you can see he's like fingering, because he plays it live himself all the time. He's like air doing it, like, you know, when she's singing or like mouthing the words, like he's singing along, but not in an obnoxious way, like as a fan, like doing a sing along. It's actually quite adorable because you can just see that like this is a person who liked this song since they were like 5 years old, and now they're singing it with their idol on stage, and they're like, how did I get here?
Yeah, so I've heard that like any like recaps where people sort of talk about like the Grammys, like that's what people are saying, that it was really like a very respectful and like well done collaboration, and just like a good shining moment of like how to do it right.
Yes, it was. I can't recommend Amanda, when you watch it, you're just not going to stop watching it. Yeah. Like they need to release it as a single.
That's like one of my all time favorite songs. Like I absolutely love that song.
I do too.
It's a perfect song.
It's a perfect song. And I went back and re-listened to that album that it's off of yesterday, because it had been a very, probably a decade and a half since I heard it. And like, holy shit, like it still stands up. Like, mm-hmm. unfortunately, sadly, it's still relevant today.
Yeah. Yeah. Tracy Chapman, man.
I know.
Get and educated, her voice is so folk. Beautiful. Oh, so good. So good.
And I didn't realize till I was Googling her yesterday. You know, she dated Alice Walker?
What?
The Color Purple wow. Alice Walker.
What? Well, I didn't know that.
Yes.
Wow. Power couple.
Yeah. So Tracy Chapman has never spoken about, I mean, everyone always knew that, you know, she was queer, but like she never actually spoken about her stuff because she was private. But Alice, somebody asked Alice Walker 10 or so years ago, like off the top, like, will you confirm this relationship? And she totally did.
Wow.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Amazing. So anyway, yeah, I re-listened to that. And then I started re-listening to the album that Give Me One Reason's off of, because I forgot like the Promise is on that. And like so many other. I know, right? I know. There's so many other great songs. And I don't think I've ever really given a listen to the albums in between those two. And I need to go back and do that now.
Yeah, I suppose I should do the same.
Yeah. But I feel, yeah. Oh, man. So that was great. And I read somewhere that the Grammy organizers clearly didn't realize just how iconic that moment was going to be, because they put it at the beginning. And then all people could talk about for the next however long was that performance, and they just totally, you know, weren't paying attention to the show up until then.
Well, I mean, does that really surprise us, right? That the Grammys are like, ah, yes, this iconic song from a Black woman. Ah, yes, let's put that at the beginning. People will be into it, but it won't be like a big moment.
Right?
Surprise.
Meanwhile,
surprise.
It's like that's the biggest moment of the show. The Joni Mitchell thing. Again, I cried. It was Kacey Musgrove that she did it with?
Brandi Carlile.
Oh, Brandi Carlile.
Brandi Carlile is like the biggest Joni Mitchell stan.
Oh, I didn't realize that. And again, I don't know why I said Carlile so weird just now, but I did. okay, yeah. That was also very respectful.
Oh, yeah. They perform actually quite a bit together. Like, they did a whole thing at, like, the Newport Folk Festival that was really cool. And that's, like, sort of one of those things that's always been in the back of my mind. Like, go back and watch all those videos. I think they're still on YouTube. Hopefully they're still on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Like, she's, like, a mega fan. And
oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Imagine, like, because I know Joni Mitchell had she's had some issues, health issues recently.
She had like a brain aneurysm or something
like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So for her to, you know, to be up there was no small feat. But I was thinking about this after I watched it, and it was like 1 a.m. by the time I caught up, because I don't know. I was so hyper. Like, even though I'd been up for like 24 hours, I was like so wired.
Yeah. At a certain point, you just go off the deep end and you just can't
sleep. I know. I was just like, you know what, I'm just gonna watch the rest. But I had this thought. I was like, wow, imagine singing that song as like a, you know, 30 something year old, and then singing it again, you know, after so much you've gone through in life as an 80 year old. Like, isn't that crazy?
Well,
like both sides now.
So no? Both sides now. Okay, sorry. So because both sides now, like, is like one of like my songs. Again, speak of like a most perfect song. Like, it is just like a very meaningful song to like me personally.
Educate us, please.
And so Joni Mitchell came out with an album called, I believe it's called Both Sides Now, when I don't know exactly when it came out, but like as an older woman, and she re-recorded a lot of her earlier albums with like, you know, her register, you know,
no the, longer it's originally on the Clouds, lofty, right?
I believe so. Yeah.
Okay.
So like, it's no longer in her like lofty soprano. Like, she's like this older woman, and it's like several octaves.
It sounds
down.
More similar to the one that she performed live.
Yeah. So it's the version Apple if you've ever seen Love Actually, it's that version. Like, it's from that album that she received, that Emma Thompson gets from Alan Rickman. It's that album.
Okay.
And like, I love that one because it for exactly like the reasons you said, Colleen. Like, it's just like, it is so meaningful, and it is one of those songs that is so deceptively simple. It's like distilling these big contemplations about life into these very simple words. And it's like, it hits you differently as a young woman, as an older woman, as an old woman. Like, it's the same words, but it hits different.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's perfect. It's like a, speaking of perfect songs, like, oh, I just, I love that song. I love that song.
Yeah.
I'm going to cry just thinking about it. I love that song.
It, I know it's, it was great. And it was a very beautiful performance. Billy Joel released the first new song in like 30 years. And that whole story behind that was awesome.
What is this? Yeah. I went to bed at that point. I saw Jay-Z to Joni. And I think I saw one thing after. I'm like, I'm going to bed. I'm done.
Okay. So I didn't realize that he released a new song until Monday when, cause you know, I had seen the, what was it though? What's the matter with the clothes I'm wearing? Well, it's still rock and roll to me. I could see that, and I was like, "Oh, okay, cool." He's Billy Joel's getting out. He's closing it out because he's retiring at the end in the middle of this year. Cool.
The middle of the year. Then, why the middle of the year? That's strange.
He's ending his MSG residency in July.
Oh,
yeah.
I still have never gone. I think I'm the only New Yorker who's never done it.
Amanda, you need to go do that.
I can't now. I'm sure the tickets are like $1 million.
Amanda, go by yourself then.
Do you have $1 million? I don't.
No, but I'm sure you can find something for like $500,000.
Yeah, it's okay.
Oh my God. No, you got to go if you can.
I'll think about it. We'll see. Probably not.
I know. I think I told you guys that we were looking at going to see Billy Joel in, I think it was March, in San Diego at Petco. We're like, we can't afford it. It's cheaper to fly the four of us to San Diego and buy Petco Park Stadium tickets than to just drive to New York and have the two of us go see him at MSG.
Yeah. Yeah.
But anyway, and then I, you know, honestly, I loved Miley's performance, and I cannot believe that it's the first time she ever won a Grammy.
Yeah.
Like, that was wild to me. It was like, how, Miley, she like, how has she never won a Grammy before? Good for her.
Yeah. I just saw like the little ad lib that she did. Like, that clip is kind of circulating.
I just won a Grammy. Yeah.
Exactly. But I haven't seen the full performance, but I love that song.
So do I. Alex and I used to have dance parties to it all the time. Like, yeah, it's a really fun song. And then I loved when she accepted and like did that whole thing with Mariah Carey. Like, you know, I'm MC, you're MC, and like told the story. I was like, this is such a fucking Miley acceptance speech. Like, it has no purpose. It's just, she's not thanking anybody. She's just telling a story about herself to relate it to the famous person that she is standing with, because Mariah is a butterfly and her story was about a butterfly.
She was showing respect.
Exactly. And I loved it. And I was so happy to see Celine Dion there and healthy looking, even though I know she's not healthy. I thought the Grammys were way better this year than in many years past.
Yeah, I kind of wish I had watched more of it, to be honest.
Yeah. Just a lot of good performances from people that made music decades ago and came back to school the young people.
Yeah, it was like a good mix of
exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, so moving on from the Grammys, anybody else have anything? Cool. I can talk about my Europe trip real quick.
Yes, please.
Yes, please do.
Okay. So let's see. We had, so before we left, and I'm going to try to do, you know, I'm not succinct, but I'm going to try to be succinct. So before we left, we had bought the Apple AirTags and put them, so we had this whole system because we knew that we were going to be in 5 different cities in 3 different countries, and it was going to be a lot. So we had bought smaller, like new smaller suitcases from like TJ Maxx. Jay got a green one and I picked them both out. So when I say Jay got a green one, I got him a green one and I got a bright yellow one for me, as I do. And my whole reasoning was, we'll be able to spot them right away when they come out of the luggage thing. No.
Valid theory like that.
Exactly. You know, that was the whole thing. So we got the packing cubes because we wanted to like make sure we were going to be as efficient as possible. So we got
love
the packing cubes.
Love packing cubes. Don't leave home without them. Love packing cubes.
Continue. I think I'm a convert now.
Oh, they're so great.
So we did the packing cubes, we did the smaller suitcases, and then we got the backpacks that double as rolly wheelie thingies.
Oh,
so we
nice.
Could check the first thing of luggage that was smaller, but like have the other thing where we can like backpack them onto the plane so they didn't make us check them, and then wheel them when we weren't like walking on the plane. Mm. And they also came with packing cubes. So it was the best laid plans. So we got the air tags, we put them in the luggage. When we checked in, we had no problem. When we left Raleigh, one of I had an issue. I could check in for our first flight, which was JetBlue, but our second flight was supposed to be Delta. And when I went to check in, it was by a airline called Condor, which I guess is like run by Delta, but like a airline that's like a European airline. And for some reason, like the number, you know, like you get the registration number, the, mm-hmm. the confirmation number, mm-hmm. it was not going in and I couldn't check in. So we had to have the agent at the airport when we checked our luggage, check us in. And he's like, well, just so you know, like your connecting flight in Frankfurt, Germany, your connecting flight in Frankfurt is on Lufthansa, and Lufthansa and Condor don't have an agreement to transfer bags. So what? You're going to have Ooh. To, yeah, random, right? So you're going to have to, because we Googled Condor and they're like a budget airline. They're like your Frontier, which we didn't know. They're like your Frontier of Europe. Mm. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. Because the seats were just fine. The seats were small, but like we were not in like, you know, we were in like the economy class. So they're small no matter what airline you're on. But yeah. They were clean. It was clean. It was nice. They had TVs in the seat. It was more like your budget, like Frontier kind of thing where you had to pay if you wanted a drink, pay if you wanted an extra snack, pay if you wanted internet, pay if you wanted this or that. Whereas like, you know, when we flew Delta on the way back, like everything was included or whatever. So it was more like, you know, that. So, but it was fine. I would recommend them. Like we didn't have any issues like flying there. But okay, so we were like, okay, so what does that mean? And he was like, so when you get when you leave Frankfurt, like you have to go out to baggage claim, get your bag, go back into the front, recheck your bag, and then get on your flight to Venice.
Jesus Christ.
And we were like,
jeez, I hope you had a long layover.
It was supposed to be 3 hours and ended up being 2 because our flight out of JFK was delayed, but whatever, it's still enough time.
Yeah.
Like we were like, okay, wow, that's a process, but sure. So when we get to JFK, though, we have to change terminals, which means we have to leave security and go back into security in the next terminal. And we realized then that the guy had never put our pre-check numbers in. And we were like, oh, fuck no. We're not going through security at JFK without pre-check. Like, come on, guys. No. So
yeah.
So we end up going to the ticket counter at Condor and we're like, you know, hey, here's our pre-check numbers. Can you add these? Cause you know, we're not waiting in that fucking line. Like, come on. So the woman who does, she does it and she goes, okay. Also I see that you're supposed to pick up your baggage at baggage claim there. I just changed it. So that means you should be able to just go straight through. So we're like, so we don't need to go to baggage claim anymore. And she's like, you don't need to go to baggage claim. So we're like, okay, cool. Thank you so much. She's like, yeah, I changed it. So we're like, awesome. So we, you know, get on the flight, we get to Frankfurt, we're checking the air tags, we're checking the air tags, and we had to, you know, do that thing where you land and then you have to take like a bus, like, you know, 10 minutes away. So, you know, it's saying the air tags aren't with us, but like, it's still not updating. Like, it's just still rolling, like spinning. So we're like, okay, well, you know, it's probably spinning because it was on the plane. Okay, it's probably, you know, it's in the terminal that wasn't blah, 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 blah. So, you know, we're not thinking anything because it's not really updating. So at one point, Jay was like, why don't you go ask the gate agent? Like, let's ask the gate agent if we need to go through bag because we're getting kind of nervous if we need to go through it or not. So I go up to the woman that's a gate agent and I'm like, explain her the situation. I give her the thing. She goes, this says Frankfurt. And I was like, you know, it says Frankfurt, but they told me to keep hold on to this because it didn't matter. It was going to now say Venice. She's like, okay. So she types it in. She goes, okay, your luggage. She's like, you're right. Your luggage should be on this plane. So we're like, okay, cool. I was like, so I don't need to go to baggage claim. She says, you do not go to baggage claim. Okay, fine. So then we board the plane. We're sitting there. And as we're sitting there to taxi to take off, the AirTags finally update. And we're on the runway. And no. They are clearly in the terminal.
Fuck. No.
So we're like, so yeah. So at that point.
So you knew before the plane even took off that it wasn't going to be there with you. No.
Because it was very clearly, it was very clearly in the terminal. And we were very clearly not. So, you know, Jay is at that point freaking out. And I was like, my dude, it is like, you know, 1 a.m. our time right now. I don't know what we're going to do here, but like there's nothing we can do right now. Cause we are not those, we're not going to be like, turn around. And they're going to turn around. So
I need my stuff.
So we land and we go immediately to like the counter and we're, you know, and we have to take a ticket and it is a 45-minute wait.
Before.
My poor sister has gotten there. She's like sitting there drinking, you know, cafe lattes in Venice and reading her Kindle waiting for us as we're trying to like put our thing in. Like we explain it, blah, 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 blah. It was Lufthansa's like customer service. They, you know, she's like, okay, we'll make sure that they, you know, when they find it, they'll call you. Here's your number. You can go to this website. You can check it. So I'm checking it like all day long. And about 4 or 5 o'clock, maybe it was like 5 o'clock in the afternoon, it updates that it is, you know, at the Venice airport to be picked up. So we start checking the air tags and it is still clearly in Frankfurt. Like it's saying like most recently 1 minute ago, like it's clearly still there. So I'm freaking out. I'm going on like no sleep for like 40 hours at this point. And I call Venice. I call Frankfurt. I'm calling Lufthansa. I'm calling Condor. I'm calling Lost and Found, like not getting anyone anywhere. I can't wait to see what my phone bill is going to be because I called, you know, foreign country codes so many times in that course of that day. And never got through to anybody. So finally on, we got there Saturday morning. It was Sunday morning. And a German woman from Condor in Frankfurt calls Jay's phone because it's on his little tag. And we explained to her and she's like, oh, it's saying, and you know, we give her the information. She goes, oh, this is saying that this is in Venice, but I'm clearly looking at it. And I was like, yes, I know. I've been trying to call somebody for like 20 hours at this point. So, you know, she's very, very helpful. She calls us back. She says she's going to get it on. So Christy, my sister, was leaving Venice on a 5:10 flight. She says she's going to get it on a flight that lands in Venice at 2:35. So I can pick it up. I can go with my sister to the airport and pick it up at the same time. So we're like, awesome. So I get to the airport. Like it's there. It's landed. I get to the airport. And this woman in the Venice, like Lost and Found area, we run into a problem. And, oh, first of all, I should add before we get to any of this point is my contact solution, my toothbrush, my lotion, and we had packed in the carry-on bag, like in one of the cubes, spare clothes just in case. And for some reason, I had like 3 bras, 4 different shirts, 3 pairs of pants, and 0 underwear.
This is why I pack everything I possibly can in the carry-on. I do not, like, I cannot.
I had a hairbrush. I had makeup. I had, like, socks. I had everything but underwear. I don't know why I didn't put underwear in it. Like contact solution, I knew because I couldn't carry it through like TSA or whatever. But like, so that night that we got there, Saturday night, I decide to I hand wash my underwear from the day and I put it on the like drying rack that's like heated, which is amazing, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I'm like, okay, so I hand wash it with just soap from the sink because I don't even have shampoo at that point. And my sister was only there for a night. So she had washed her hair before she left on Saturday and wasn't going to wash her hair until she got back on Sunday. So
she literally all only went to Venice for one day?
2 days. Mm-hmm. But like, so, and, but she had been there before. So yeah. Like, you know, all she could help us with was toothpaste. That was it. And, as my underwear is drying, which I used again, soap from the fucking like bar soap that was there. And she was like, I can lend you my underwear for tomorrow. And I'm like, okay, I've got panty liners in my bag. Like that might not be that bad. Right. And she's like, but I only have thongs. And I was like,
I'm an almost 40-year-old woman.
I was like, look, not sticking that in my butt where you stick it in your butt, okay? I'm sorry. Like, I love you. God. You're my sister. What? I'll share a toothbrush with you, but I draw the line at thoughts. So that day I ended up wearing the same like yoga pants that I had traveled in, and I wore a pair of Jay's boxers to dinner.
Nice.
And they were pretty comfortable, you know, but we ended up stopping at a drugstore, you know, that afternoon to get contact solution, toothbrushes, because we didn't have toothbrushes and whatever else. And I had asked them about underwear and there was a language barrier. Like they just couldn't understand what I meant. And I was just trying to type in translate and the translate wasn't working. So finally I was like, fine, whatever. Like, again, I'll figure it out with Jay's boxers or whatever. And we ended up buying a box of Depends. Lacy Depends.
Where I was like, feel extra sexy because they had the lace.
I did. So I was like, all right, well, this will be a tomorrow thing. I was like, and the whole time Jay and my sister Christy are laughing their asses off. They're like, hashtag this is 40. So that Sunday that I was there, the pictures of me when we're at the Moreno glass thing, that whole time, I'm in fucking Depends.
Nice.
So how are they? Are they comfortable?
They were comfortable, actually. The only issue I ran into was later in the day when I just like had been walking a lot. I had like natural like crotch sweat. And then there was kind of that diaper smell. But like, the best part about that is you could just change it.
Right. Yeah. You just put on a fresh one.
Oh my God, though. But yeah, it was fun. They weren't like saggy or baggy or anything. I kept my coat on the whole day so you couldn't see any lines. But like, you know.
In a pinch,
I can understand how Trump gets away with people not knowing he's wearing them. So, let the record show that Shandy is silently laughing. It was great. And then like the whole trip, they were, because I refused to do the hashtag this is 30, but like every time something happened to me, they were like, this is 40. I'm sorry, I refused to do the hashtag, this is 40, but yeah. It was fine, went in a pinch. I left them there. I did take one pair home for posterity. I don't know, maybe I'll put it in the scrapbook. What else am I going to do? Yeah, it was good times. But then thankfully, like I said, they got the very nice German lady who then quizzed us like, oh, so your last name sounds like a strong German name. And I was like, it's not mine.
You can't it's my tell husband's. By my complexion.
Yeah. Like it's my husband's. And she was just like, oh, is he German? And I was like, no.
It's complicated.
I was like, but you know what? It's a family name, and that family is actually Swiss German. And she was like, oh, okay then, bye.
Here's your bag, I guess.
But she was super nice. I believe her name was Annette. She was so nice. Like, she called us back to make sure that we had all the information and the flight it was on. But I get to Italy, and the Italian baggage lady was just like, so it shows your husband picked these up yesterday. And then I was like, he didn't. And she's like, well, then he picked his up. And I was like, nope.
No,
he sure didn't. And she's like, okay, well, come around and wait. So I went around, I waited, and like, she brought me into like the office behind the security doors and whatever. And like, I see both suit. And I had even said, I was like, it's a green one and a bright yellow one. I was like, yes, my fucking strategy is coming to play like on the first try.
Yeah.
Because I kept telling people, I was like, it's a green suitcase and a bright yellow one. You can't miss them.
I'm telling you, I think that's brilliant. I always buy luggage in a unique color for that very reason.
Exactly.
Like, I'm with you on this. Yes.
Exactly. So then she was like, okay, well, I need you. I was like, she's like, is your husband here to pick his luggage up? And I was like, no, I'm here to pick them both up.
Jesus fucking Christ.
I represent the both of us.
Yeah. So then she was like, because Jay was, he had to finish a video because he was setting up his thing to go live, like a premiere or whatever, because he wasn't doing it live. And it was an interview he had done with a Hollywood person or whatever. One of the producers of the new He-Man thing. It's really fun dude that we know through Comic-Con. But like, so he was working on that, and I was like, well, I'll go. And I took the water bus. It was so cool.
Yeah, the water bus is pretty cool.
Oh, so cool. So, you know, she's like, well, I need to see passports before I'm going to release these. And I was like, will you fucking accept FaceTime? And that was the moment when I was just like, this woman's giving me such a hard time. She is absolutely my people. So, so finally she's like, you know, Jay FaceTimes in and he sends a picture of the passport too. And she starts typing in his passport number. And she's like, this isn't valid. And I was like, I can assure you this is valid. She's like, so my mind was accepted. So she whatever, and you could tell like she's probably done with me at this point. She just looks at me and goes, so I mean, are you sure these are yours? And I was like, lady, do you want me to describe what's in them? Like, because I'll do this right now. Like, yellow, green, a whole bunch of underwear.
All my underwear, apparently. And comeback solution and nothing else.
Yeah, right. And a pair of sneakers, because at that point I had gone through 2 days in Rothy's and it was very uncomfortable.
Oh gosh, the blisters.
Oh, so then you know, finally she was like, okay, fine. So I was like, these are mine. She's like, are you sure they're yours? And I was like, my name is on the tag.
Yes,
they're mine.
Yes.
So finally, like, she let me take them away. And the first thing I said to her was like, I gotta tell you, I cannot wait to put my sneakers on. And then she started laughing. So I was like, thanks. So okay, so like, you know, I was like, okay, thank God I've left on good terms with this lady who knows what she's thinking right now. Like, she is definitely, it is a Sunday and she does not want to be at work. Anyway, so the actual trip though was amazing. Venice is beautiful. We did the Moreno Glass Factory and the way they make that is awesome. We did the gondola ride. We had the most amazing pizza that had like the perfect amount of salt in the crust. We ended up taking back, we went to this store, this like shop that they were doing samples, which is how they drew everyone in, because then the whole rest of the trip, we kept seeing people with bags. It was this basil pesto with truffle oil. Incredible. So we bought that. It was amazing. Oh, the one thing though, that was kind of like not a bummer, but like, because Jay had flown from here and it was warm, he packed his heavy coat. So we had to buy him a whole ass new heavy coat in Venice, which was kind of a bummer. I was like, oh, well, I guess we're starting this off. This house is going to be. But that's fine because it was cold. The first day it was rainy and foggy and whatever. But the second day was gorgeous weather. And yeah, love Venice. We discovered so much stuff, like just crawling through that island. We left Venice on Monday evening. We went to Bologna, So then on Bologna on Tuesday, we did that whole experience. They have this really cool library where there's like archaeological digs underneath it. We saw like just, you know, old shit from like BC times. That was just really cool. There's also this like giant naked statue of Poseidon with like the nicest ass you've ever seen on the statue. We bought a magnet for Bologna, and it has Poseidon and then like these two old towers that are called their twin towers that are there. And like, we had to specifically like pick a magnet that didn't have like, you know, a giant cock sticking out, because all the other ones. Because I was like, it's not that I'm prude, because I don't mind like the naked statue. It's just my children will be like, why is there a naked statue on the fridge? There's a penis on the fridge. So, but yeah, Bologna was cool. The food is great. That's what they're known for, is the food. And then we did Ferrara, which is my family's namesake, on Wednesday. And that was neat because they have this really old castle there, and there's so much history within it, like just documented history. Like one of the ladies of the castle, who I think died in childbirth at age like 41 or something like that, she was the illegitimate daughter of one of the popes at the time.
Wow.
She was like betrothed to them. It was really neat. Just neat history. Very cool. Like not even cobblestone streets, but like riverstone streets. Like that's like, that was their vibe. And just a lot of medieval churches and Renaissance churches, like a lot of churches as the Italians do. Cathedrals, basilicas, the whole tour. We went to some church where like a miracle had allegedly happened, where like somebody was like blessing the body of Christ and like blood flew out or something. So like they had actually turned it. That was like this whole thing there. It was a really cool city. We had a beautiful sunset there, but it was neat. Like the castle thing was super cool just because it was huge. We went in like dungeons and then like sub dungeons and then like sub dungeons.
Oh my gosh.
And like by the end, you're like crawling through like this. And it was like very like, oh my God. Like this is real and this is cool. There's like, you know, the like pot to piss in hole in the wall, like in each dungeon. And then like you like went up and saw like the bedrooms of like the duchesses and earls and whoever. It was very, very cool. Then we headed to Germany. We did the train ride through the Alps, which was neat. And then we finished in London, where my sister lives. So we saw her on the first weekend and the second weekend that we were there. And yeah, it was very cool. She commandeered me a glass from the pub that we went to. That was very cool. So that was my London souvenir. Nice. And it was, yeah, it's in my dishwasher currently. And yeah, it was a very good trip. We were very, very fortunate to be able to do all that. We did miss the boys by the end. Like by Friday, we were like, we're ready to see them now. So
but it was a real great whirlwind.
It was a very big whirlwind. I have to admit, I was very tired by like the end of the week. We kept going. Obviously, we didn't let that stop us, but like, and it was our second time in Nuremberg. And I have to say, like, I can't recommend Nuremberg, the city, as a place to visit enough. Like, there's so much history there. And, you know, it's not good history, but it's a lot of very worthwhile history to revisit. And the city itself is absolutely gorgeous. Like, you know, there's like, you know, the beautiful churches and the really fun little, whatever the German version of a pub is called. And like, the food is great there. Like, it's just, you know, there's a lot of history, and it's a very cool city to visit as well. So I can recommend that enough. Yeah. And then we're going to go back to London, hopefully in December with the boys.
Nice.
To visit Christy at Christmas time.
Cool.
That's awesome.
So, yeah. That's the plan. Yeah. So nice. Yeah, very good. Thanks, everybody, for listening. I am happy to report that I did wear underwear the rest of the trip. And
and it was mine. I brought it from home.
And it was mine. I brought it from home. I actually, when I was unpacking, I was like, man, I've got a lot of extra underwear left. And I was like, oh, that's right.
That's the depends.
Yeah. Yeah. It depends. It depends. And I think what Jay was like, would you ever tell that story to people? And I was like, oh, I'm going to fucking tell this story to everybody.
Yeah, because it's not like, it's not terribly embarrassing. No. It's like just sort of a fact of life. It's like, you can't control your luggage not arriving. Like,
exactly.
You know?
You know,
even the best packing cube, sometimes still you put things in the wrong bag.
I can't believe that I brought so much extra everything else and none of that. Like, I knew that I wasn't going to have like the makeup and the lotion and the toothpaste just because like TSA, you can't take that through. But like, I can't believe I forgot the underwear.
I mean,
like,
I'm impressed you even have four bras to pack. I don't even think I own four bras.
Oh, no, baby. They're all sports bras.
Okay. I'm like, I'm still living in this, like, you know, we're barely post-pandemic. I have two bras.
Yeah, no, I don't think I wore a real bra all week. But yeah, I cannot believe I did that. But So the contact solution that I brought, and actually everything I brought with the exception of my face lotion and my micelle water that like you take makeup remover with.
Yeah.
That stuff I knew that was going to be too big, so I checked that when we went to London, but I knew that the luggage was going to like the check luggage we were not going to have with Christy. So like I made sure that I didn't make the mistake of not having my check luggage stuff. So, you know, I put stuff for the next day in the carry-on, and I had brought my contact solution and it's FDA approved. Would you know that the FDA approved level is not the same in Heathrow? It went through the Nuremberg airport just fine. But in Heathrow, I got the full-on take everything out of your bag treatment.
Yeah.
It was so annoying because I was like, sir, do you realize how long it took me to pack this bag? And now I'm not able to repack it. And he's like, can I throw this out? It's 120 milliliters and you can only have, or whatever it is,
I prefer 100. You throw nothing out, sir.
He's like, can I throw this out? And I was like, can I say no?
Right. I prefer not.
Yeah. So finally I was like, okay, well then you're going to need to let me pour this into my, so I made like this whole big thing. And the other guy that was next in line, he was laughing because he thought it was really funny and stupid that I pulled out the case and like made sure a big thing of like putting solution into the case so I could use it that following night. Nice. And I was just like, this is medical, you know, contacts are medical.
Yeah.
Which it wouldn't have been such a big deal if it wasn't like a 20-minute process of taking everything out.
Right.
Yeah.
Like I had kid scissors in a pencil box. Don't ask me why I brought a pencil box. It's me. I brought a pencil box. And I had children's scissors in them. Those were fine. But the contact solution had to go.
Yeah, you could make a bomb out of that.
That's true. A good old saline solution bomb.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah. But anyway, okay, yeah. Thank you again, everybody, for putting up with this. Consider it a birthday present to me that you put up with my stupid story.
No, it sounds like a great trip. I'm very envious, but also very happy you went on it. Happy for you, envious for me.
Thanks. I am happy as well. Like, I'm glad that we did it. I can now say that I've been to my mother country.
That was your first time in Italy?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
I'd only been to Europe and Germany before.
Mm.
Yeah. Oh, we also brought home a fuck ton of Merino souvenirs, like from the souvenir shops, like the fake ones. We brought home one real, like just clear glass from the shop. And then we went to the souvenir shops and bought like tumblers, which I meant to bring down. Maybe after the break, I'll bring it down. I love the one I got. We searched everywhere. It's very fun. It's purple and gold.
Nice.
Of course.
Of course it is. Look, oh, there you go. That's the story. But all right, let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll do some feedback and I won't take up too much more of your time. Thank you so much. Okay, here we go. All right, we're back. We are ready to get into some feedback. Oh, I just realized that this is episode 8.28 and 28 is my birthday. So that's cool. I know. Look at that. Numbers. Anyway, okay. The first bit of feedback that we have is from John, and John says, I don't have any feedback, but can I just say hello to all three of you?
Hello.
Hello. Always welcome. Hi. JP says, it seems like 5 years ago you guys were discussing mid-30s stuff. Funny how that works. Matt says, read the last episode. And again, I am starting to say, we have this one with Melody, and I was supposed to post it last week, and I didn't. I'm sorry. And I know that's not very fair to Melody, and I'm very sorry. So it will be up soon. I'm sorry. That was all on me. But okay, back to Matt's thing. He says, I was the one that wrote in about Anatomy of a Fall a couple of months ago. It was my favorite film of 2023. The third best picture nominee directed by a woman. Past Lives is fantastic, by the way. He continues, and while it would have been nice if Greta had been nominated, Justine Treat did a fantastic job. This year's best picture nominees are really solid. I can highly recommend all of them except for Maestro. some hashtag Matt splaining. May December is inspired by the Letourneau story, but is a fictionalized version. We know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we know. Mm-hmm. And coming from someone who's almost 40 and watched every single episode of Riverdale, Charles Melton should have been nominated for supporting actor, not for any Oscars. Not nominated for any Oscars. I also came up with Dicks, the musical. It probably couldn't clean up any of those songs for the ceremony. Very raunchy. I don't think I've heard of Dicks, the musical.
I've seen like ads for it, but I wasn't intrigued enough to turn on the sound. So I can't tell you anything about it.
Fair enough. Let's see. Thank you, Matt. The next bit is from Gail, and Gail says, my son is turning 40 at the end of this month. He's not happy about it. He wasn't happy about turning 4 either. That's hilarious. Zach is turning 10 this year, and he is very happy about that.
Oh my God, that's wild.
Double digits. Mandy says, seeing as I'm going to be stuck in a room alone for the next 4 days, I need something to binge. I spent today watching Gilmore Girls and 2020 between naps. I found reading while sick is impossible. It sounds like she has COVID.
I saw that on the Insta.
Yeah, I think I did see that on the Insta. Oh, feel better, Mandy.
Sorry, girl. Feel better. And good luck with the rest of your family. Hopefully not getting it.
Yeah.
Didn't one of her daughters have it recently? And they were secluded? Sequestered? What's the word?
That sounds familiar.
Yeah. Well, Mandy, I hope you're feeling better by the time you hear this.
So what can she binge? Dude, we've been watching True Detective season 4.
Oh, is it good?
We just started. It's like you gotta be. You can't watch it too close to bedtime,
right?
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's kind of scary, but it's good, and I love kind of how in season 1 the landscape, the place was like a character in and of itself.
Yeah.
Very much the place in this one is also a huge part of it.
Yeah.
It's good.
Oh, okay. We're going to have to watch
Foster
that.
Jodie Foster is just like amazing.
Yes.
She's so good. Well, and it's like, so we started that and we also watched Naiad over the weekend.
How was that?
Very, very good. Do really recommend, but like the character she plays in that is so different from the character she plays in True Detective.
Yes.
So it's like,
yes,
it's like wonderful to watch them back to back. You're just like, right, Jodie Foster is just like a beast. Yes. Like she just has such range and like,
yeah, Naiad was great. That's like a real good, like if you just want a fucking feel good movie, like
yeah, it's pretty inspiring.
It's very uplifting.
Yeah.
And true.
Yeah. For binging, I do recommend The Gilded Age if you have not done that.
Oh, yeah. I saw the first season. I haven't watched the second one yet. But
It's delightful. It doesn't ask anything of you. Yeah. It's like the most stressful thing is like, she stole my maid.
Beautiful costumes.
Beautiful costumes. Yeah.
A treat to the eyes.
Yes, very much so.
Awesome. We're about to watch the, if we have our time, the new Mr. and Mrs. Smith series on Amazon Prime with Donald Glover.
I hear good. Some of it was shot here in my neighborhood. That was it was no all way. It was all the buzz on the community Facebook page. Oh. So now I actually do want to watch it because I do love to be like, oh, I know the place.
That's awesome. Yeah. Plus, I like Donald Glover. So
yeah, that too.
And that kind of stuff. But yeah, yeah. Feel better, Mandy.
Hmm.
Next up, Christy comments on the First Wives Club reunion, that remake that we talked about in episode 826, where we talked about the gay remake with Andrew Scott and the dude from Elementary. The dude from Abbott Elementary. Elementary is a totally different show. And what's his face from Bridgerton? And she says, First Wives Club coupled with She-Devil. I did love She-Devil.
I don't know if I know what She-Devil is.
Actually, no, I'm thinking of She-Hulk. So just kidding.
Never mind.
Just kidding. Okay. She-Devil is an 89 film, and it looks like Meryl Streep is in it. It's Ed Begley Jr. and Meryl Streep.
Well,
Ed Begley Jr.
I love them both.
Yeah. Daniel read a whole biography about Ed Begley Jr.
No way. Was it interesting?
Actually, I think it was his autobiography. Yes, apparently it was a very, very well-written autobiography. So if you like character actors, I couldn't even tell you the name of it, but like that's always kind of been Daniel's guy. I don't know why.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Let's see. Oh, okay. Let's move into some emails. The first email is from Fallon.
All right, I can read that one. Fallon writes in my salt burn review. No, just no. Fallon.
And I will say when this email first came through, I screen capped it and sent it to Mike. And then I guess we'll finish up with an email from Andy.
All right. This work week in Andy's virginity. Hey, broads. Thanks for the kind words last time around. I'm in a better mindset than I was when I wrote last time. That's good to hear. I still need some kind of change up in my life. Most things are the same. Apparently, the former coworker is still causing headaches for my employer. This ordeal has now gone on longer than she was employed here. Thankfully, I'm not involved. Wow. Jeez.
Gosh, how does she have time between all of her naps?
Yeah, truly. I also got a raise at work. Unfortunately, unfortunately, it's not the bump I got last year. After everything I've dealt with the past few years, I couldn't even get a full dollar an hour bump. Yeah, that kind of sucks.
Oh, boo.
Yeah. But I suppose some money is better than no money. So I'm looking more into job postings and not finding anything worth applying to yet. I know my supervisor wants me to consider using my skills in another department and advancing there. Well, that's nice. But I just haven't had the heart to tell her I'm not interested in getting any deeper at this job. I need to be using that energy on getting out. Because if I stick around for longer, I don't see my life changing in ways that I want it to. I haven't been on a date in 6 years, and the place we went to has just been demolished after being closed from COVID, and I don't want that to be a metaphor for my life.
Oh, oh no.
Oh, that's some dark humor there.
Seriously.
Yeah. Sorry to be a bummer. I'm in a rut right now, but I know that's not forever. I also just remembered I was supposed to look for some fun dating articles in the news maybe next time. I hope Colleen has a great 40th birthday. Here's to another wonderful decade. Hashtag I'm with hers, Andy.
Oh, thanks, Andy.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah, you got to get a new job.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. It's kind of reminding me of Jim Halpern. Like.
Oh my god,
yes.
Oh my god, yes.
But he does end up like, you know. Yeah. But I can get that. Not it takes energy to learn a new position and you want to conserve that energy for the job hunt.
Yes.
Yeah.
Although maybe the new position would add things to your resume that could then help with the job hunt.
Yeah, it certainly couldn't hurt. It's, you know, some, it still would be a change up while you wait for the bigger change up you ultimately desire.
Yes. And you never know, those new skills could apply towards another job.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with taking something new and then leaving it like a month later. Because these companies don't really care about us. So,
they do not.
Not to be mean or anything. Like, they don't give a shit about us. They give a shit about their bottom line. So, you know, you get yours.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But yes. And thank you for the birthday wishes. Well, speaking of birthdays, I know, Amanda, your brother's birthday is coming up on the 10th.
Indeed.
Right? Which is the same day as Matt Loves TV's birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Early birthday.
Happy birthday to them.
Or late birthday by the time this comes out.
Okay. No, because I think.
Oh, it was still be early. Still be early.
Yes.
Maybe. Happy birthday.
I don't know. I've got a bad track record here.
Oh, I just
and then Alex is the 9th. So.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
About to have the family invasion come soon with everybody here. It's going to be great. It's going to be very fun, actually.
It'll be fun.
It'll be very fun.
It's not dry January anymore. So, you know.
It's not. And Alex is going to be 6. So,
wow.
Put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Yeah.
I know. Time is passing so quickly.
It really is.
I know. Okay. Anyway, on that note, everybody, I think that's the end of our feedback. I don't think we have a Master She Said.
Mm-mm.
Oh, you know what? It'll be a surprise next time. Because I didn't see one. Okay. Well, on that note, everybody, again, thank you so much for listening and putting up with my stories. And, the life hack is depends. And yeah, I'll see you all. We'll see you all next week. If you have any feedback to anything that we've talked about this week, thebroadcasters3@gmail.com. Give us a call, 331-276-2373. And what I was going to mention about the Depends earlier but forgot is, ironically, while I was wearing them, it's one of the few times that I don't think I sneezed and peed myself. So it was a wasted opportunity.
God damn.
I know, right?
God damn.
I was like, I can't wait to test these out.
Yeah. I was just wondering. Done some
jumping jacks just to see.
Give me the trampoline.
Because are Depends designed for just little accidents like that? Or can they absorb or take in a full bladder?
The ones I wore, I think I don't know, because I don't know absorption for adult diapers at this point in my life.
Thankfully.
Thankfully, but I think that they were just for little leaks and accidents, because they weren't super bulky. Was literally wearing for a giant sneezes. Accident. Yeah, they were for sneezes and other such things.
Yeah. It does break my heart that 6 years on, that still happens to you.
Yeah, 9. Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
gets
6
better-ish.
6 since the last the six last since time.
The last one.
You know, that's where you really should start the marker.
That's very true.
Yeah.
That's very true. Although with all the coughing lately, I have to admit that I think I've tightened the old pelvic floor a little bit.
Yeah, it's better. I can do 6 jumping jacks now.
Nice.
I can do about 6 before it starts oh dear. Oh dear.
I'm getting there. Yeah. Getting there. Yeah. You know, I have an extra Depends upstairs I can send to you.
Now I know they make them in lace.
They do. So nothing funny.
Like working out in lace disposable underwear.
Oh, that's true. I should have tried to go running in them.
Oof.
What a theory to test. Okay, it doesn't matter. Okay. On that note, everybody, thank you again. Thanks to the patrons. If you want to be a patron, patreon.com/JanJack. Woo! Thank you guys so much. We will see you next week.
That's it.
Okay, well, on that note.
That's it.
All right. My name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
Peace out, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.